Chapter 9, Enforce Self-Discipline. Controlling Your Emotions, The Big Four, The Power of Self-Discipline, The Structure of Your Mind, The Things You Cannot Discipline, The Power of the Will. Earlier chapters have placed heavy emphasis on the importance of taking control of your mind. This control is pivotal to your personal initiative, your positive mental attitude, and controlled enthusiasm. Self-discipline is the process that ties all these efforts together for you. It isn't possible to achieve self-discipline without making some progress on those other principles. Self-discipline requires self-knowledge and an accurate assessment of your current abilities. Likewise, the other principles can't really be put into action without self-discipline. It is the channel through which all your personal power for success must flow. Think of your mind as a reservoir in which you have been storing up potential power. You will now learn to release that power in precise quantities and specific directions. This is the essence of self-discipline. Controlling your emotions. Most people act first and think about the consequences later. Self-discipline will reverse that process. You will learn to think before you act. The primary means to this end is your control of your emotions. For review, the 14 major emotions are repeated below. Positive emotions. 1. Love. 2. Sex. 3. Hope. 4. Faith. 5. Enthusiasm. 6. Loyalty. 7. Desire. And the negative emotions. 1. Fear. 2. Jealousy. 3. Hatred. 4. Revenge. 5. Greed. 6. Anger. 7. Superstition. All these emotions are states of mind and are thus subject to your control. You can see right away how dangerous the negative emotions can be if they're not mastered. The positive emotions can also be destructive if you do not organize and release them with conscious control. Inherent in these emotions is explosive power. If you regulate that power properly, it can lift you to the heights of achievement. But if you let it run wild, it can dash you to pieces on the rocks of failure. You learned in earlier chapters that a definite major purpose, activated by a driving motive, is the starting point of all worthwhile achievement. This motive must be so strong that it will subordinate all your thoughts and efforts to the attainment of your definite purpose. But your drive, your emotions, must also be subject to your own good judgment, so that your enthusiasm and desire will not run over your wisdom. In other words, you must discipline yourself so that your drive is always under control and directed in the proper channels.